राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी, गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यमुना तीरा बनछारी, यमुना तीरा वनछारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यमुना तीरा बनछारी, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 13, Dhritarashtra Quits Home, Text Number 25. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Tasyapi Tava Deho Yam Kripanasya Jajivisho Paraiti Anichchato Jirno Jaraya Vasasi Iva Tasyapitava Dehoyam Kripanasya Jajivisho Parayanichchato Jirno Jaraya Vasasi Iva. Please check. Tasya, of this. Api, in spite of. Tava, your. Deha, body. Ayam, this. Kripanasya, of one who is miserly. Jajivasho. Of you who desire life, variety will dwindle. Anichchata. Even unwillingly. Jirna. Deteriorated. Jaraya. Old. Vasasi. Garments. Eva. Like. Please repeat. Despite your unwillingness to die. And your desire to live. Even at the cost of honor and prestige. Your miserly body will certainly dwindle. And deteriorate like an old garment. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The words of Kripanasya Jajivasho are significant. There are two classes of men. One is called the Kripana, and the other is called the Brahmana. The Kripana, or miserly man, has no estimation of his material body, but the Brahman has a true estimation of himself and the material body. The Kripana, having a wrong estimation of his material body, wants to enjoy sense gratification with his utmost strength. And even in old age, he wants to become a young man by medical treatment or otherwise. Dhritarashtra is addressed herein as a Kripana, because without any estimation of his material body, he wants to live at any cost. Vidura is trying to open his eyes to see that he cannot live more than his term and that he must prepare for death. Since death is inevitable, why should he accept such a humiliating position for living? It is better to take the right path, even at the risk of death. Human life is meant for finishing all kinds of miseries of material existence, and life should be so regulated that one can achieve the desired goal. Dhritarashtra, due to his wrong conception of life, had already spoiled 80% of his achieved energy. So it behooved him to utilize the remaining days of his miserly life for the ultimate good. Such a life is called miserly because one cannot properly utilize the assets of the human form of life. Only by good luck does such a miserly man meet a self-realized soul like Vidura, and by his instructions gets rid of the nescience of material existence. Trinadapi sunichena tarad iva sahishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari harinama 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 eva kevalam kulo nastyeva 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 gatiranyata. So the first point, despite your unwillingness to die. That is because the soul by nature is eternal. And this experience of death is foreign. So everyone, this is nature. We don't want to experience this death because it's contrary to our eternal nature as soul. But in the case here of Dhritarashtra, Vidura has been pointing out, but even at the cost of honor and prestige, because we have already heard, Dhritarashtra, after the battle of Kurukshetra, after 100 sons have all died, especially his favorite Duryodhan, everything has been lost, Where is he living? In the home of the very people he tried to murder and plunder and humiliate. So that is called shameless. No honor, no prestige. Your miserly body will certainly dwindle and deteriorate like an old garment. Vidura here is preaching to us early teaching of Bhagavad Gita. Notice that Bhagavad Gita begins not with Radha Krishna Tattva. Bhagavad Gita begins with, you're not that body. You're not that mind. You're not who you see in the mirror. You're something completely different. And this word is also used in the Sanskrit, the word vasasi. Same word is used, vasangsi jirnani yatad dehaya. Krishna said, just as you change clothes, you change bodies. And this first teaching of Bhagavad Gita is very, very unique. And especially the concept that you have lived before. Western religions, I don't think, have this conception that you've lived before. But Eastern philosophy, starting with the Vedas, it has this as one of its core tenets. You are eternal. You have always existed. Always. And that's also one of the very first things Krishna says. Never was there a time when you did not exist. This kind of information, when I first got it, was very, very liberating. Because the way I was raised in the Roman Catholic faith, I was raised, you're eternal, but you're eternal from May 20th, 1950. Now you're eternal. But at least they have this conception that you were created by God and now going further, you're eternal. That's pretty good. But when you come to Bhagavad Gita, one of the first things you learn, well, not exactly. You always existed. Just like by definition, that's God also. If God has an actual birth date, then your conception of God is faulty. Yeah. Because what was existing before God? Huh? No, God cannot be something that has a birthday. No. God always existed. And this statement by Krishna is so nice. I always existed. We also. It's nice. We have some commonality. We always existed. And another beautiful thing you learn is that I always existed as an individual. I'm a person. So a lot of times in my preaching nowadays, I make a joke. You're always an individual, so get used to yourself. Because you're not going away. And if you don't like who you are, change it. Because you're always going to be an eternal individual person. Just as God is a person. I'll mention it again. I asked two of Prabhupada's, you could say, they had a lot of association, Shama Sundar and Harishari. So on separate occasions, I asked them, Prabhu, what was the most significant thing you learned from Prabhupada? And they didn't answer right away. Well, Harishari answered right away, but Shama Sundar, he said, God is a person.
Then a couple of years later, Hari Suri, right away, God is a person. And Hari Suri explained to me how he had so much impersonal understanding. So I found that significant. God is a person. I'm a person eternally. But this body, it is just like, and later on in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, your body is like a car. George Harrison even put that in one of his songs. Use my body like a car, going here and going far, still living in this material world. Nice song that he wrote under the influence of Prabhupada. That was nice, 1973. That album was all influenced. So many of the songs you could see directly coming from the Bhaktivedanta purports. So the body is temporary. Here, Vidura, Yamaraj is pointing out miserly body. So in the Sanskrit, the word kripana. And I'd like to read to you some nice things from Prabhupada and from also Bhagavatam. When I first saw this word kripana, I was thinking, wow, kripana is like a word in English, creep. You're a creep. And a lot of times devotees would say kripana, you know, because their Sanskrit wasn't so perfect, so it would sound kripana. I would go, kripana? Creep, yeah, that makes sense. Now I understand this word. Somebody's a creep, it's like me. So a creepana is somebody like... So let's, please indulge me if you will. I'd like to read some nice things about this word kripana. So pick up your ears and try to hear with rapt attention. So first is a quote from the Upanishads. This appears in one of Prabhupada's purports in the Bhagavad Gita. Etad aksharam gargi avidvasma lokat prayiti sakripana. O daughter of Gargacharya, one who leaves this world without learning about the infallible supreme is a kripana or miser. So, thankfully, we are not kripanas because we are learning about the infallible supreme, about achyuta. Can everyone say that word? Achyuta. That's another symptom, definition, quality of God. Infallible. And Lord Chaitanya points this out. What is the greatest blasphemy? The greatest blasphemy is to think that when God comes to this world, he becomes conditioned. Lord Chaitanya says that's the greatest blasphemy. So therefore, this infallible means even if God comes to this material world, he's still infallible. He's not affected like we are in the modes of nature. And he's infallible. He doesn't make mistakes. He doesn't have imperfect senses. He doesn't have a cheating propensity. He doesn't have imperfect senses, makes mistakes. He does not fall into illusion. Does not fall into illusion. And he doesn't cheat. The four defects of a conditioned soul. That makes him achyuta, infallible. Okay. Now, I'd like to read to you. There are two prayers by Prahlad Maharaj. When Prahlad Maharaj, and by the way, I have to say, I love this Nrisimhadev deity. This makes your temple extra special. I just love this. It's so special. I was thinking today after Mangal Arati going back to my room, I was thinking that this temple, its management and devotees, I wish you could expand yourselves and do this in Beverly Hills. You would be the perfect, perfect preaching for Rodeo Drive. There should be a Govindas on Rodeo, because Rodeo Drive is like the Fifth Avenue of Los Angeles. You would be perfect. I could see all the movie stars coming to Govindas of Rodeo Drive. Oh, that would be fabulous. And I could see in the evening there'd be a line up with a guy at the door. Oh, you're not dressed properly. You must have dhoti, sari, tilak. Okay, so Prahlad Maharaj, in two prayers that he offered Nrisimhadev after the Lord killed his father Hiranyakashipu, used this word kripana in two of the prayers. So in one of the prayers, he addresses the Lord as Kripana Vatsala. Everybody can say? See, somebody said kripana, see? The meaning of Kripana Vatsala, please repeat. Oh, my Lord, you are so kind to the fallen souls who have no spiritual knowledge. So that's exactly tying in with the statement of the Upanishad. A Kripana is one who has no understanding of God, spiritual knowledge, the soul. So it's perfect. So here's the prayer by Prahlad. O most powerful, insurmountable Lord, you are kind to the fallen souls. I have been put into the association of demons as a result of my activities, and therefore I am very much afraid of my condition of life within this material world. Personally, I find the prayers of Prahlad Maharaj very applicable to my own life. This statement, I have been put into the association of demons. That has been the story of my life. I always felt out of place. I always felt like, what's wrong with me? I don't fit in. Then when I found the devotees, when I found Prabhupada, then I said, now I know where I belong. Now it makes sense. I don't belong with them, as Prahlad says, the association of demons. And another thing that I preach a lot in my preaching, as a result of my activities, in other words, I don't blame anybody but me. Because that's in my preaching, I find that's a big thing. The conditioned soul tends to blame others for their lot in life. Even we find in ISKCON, sometimes you say, oh, that GBC and that temple president, this guy. No. I came to the conclusion, stop blaming others. Whatever is happening, it's my fault. Now act in such a way that I don't find myself in the same situation. So at one point in my life, I realized my biggest problem is my ignorance. So I am going to spend every day studying, because I'm tired of being stupid and ignorant. I'm sick of it, because it's embarrassing. It's embarrassing. And the most embarrassing thing, I'm making a confession. I've been married now 34 years. And all throughout my marriage, my wife would say, Prabhuji, that's not right. Don't do that. And I, being a stupid male, she's just a dumb woman. What does she know? And every time, I'd have to go back and say, you were right. And this went on year after year after year after year. And every time I'd have to say, well, you were right. So now I don't question. If I'm thinking of something and she says, no, then I say, okay, Now I've learned my lesson after 30 years. If she says no, trust me. Because I know I'm going to come wagging back with my little tail. You were right. The biggest story, my teeth. She told me for years, go to the dentist, go to the dentist. But I said, no, I don't need to go to the dentist. And she used to make fun. Someday, she used to say it all the time, someday you're going to be preaching like this. She used to make a joke. And definitely that happened. Because the day came when I finally went to the dentist, and the dentist said, we can't do anything for your teeth. They got to come out. I said, okay, let's go to a different dentist. So we went to another dentist. There's nothing we can do for your teeth. They have to come out. I think that was the one that finally, like, stupid, she's right all the time. So for 1 year, I had no teeth. But I was still preaching. No, seriously. I was still preaching with no teeth. And I remember one day in L.A. Temple, somebody was sitting like where Sundamini is, and after the lecture, they came up, you don't have any teeth. And he said, I understood everything you said. So I took that as Krishna's mercy, that, all right, I'm taking away your teeth, but I'm still going to let you do your service. So I can definitely identify as what is a kripana. Just ask my wife, she'll tell you. Now, I didn't finish the verse. So Prahlad is saying, when will that moment come when you will call me to the shelter of your lotus feet, which are the ultimate goal for liberation from conditional life? And then towards the end of his prayers to Nrisinga comes the heavy one. This is, for most devotees, this one's heavy. Yanmai tunari griyamedi sukami tuchang kandu yenena karayar ibadhukadukam tripyanti neha kripana bahuduka baja kandu tivan manasijang vishahe tadira. You know, Urjaswat, I can hear you preaching this to me. I can remember, I can like envision you in 55th Street. Prabhu? So here's the translation. Sex life is compared to the rubbing of two hands to relieve an itch. Grihamedis, so-called grihastas, who have no spiritual knowledge, think that this itching is the greatest platform of happiness, although actually it is a source of distress. The kripanas, the fools, who are just the opposite of brahmanas, are not satisfied by repeated sensuous enjoyment. Those who are dira, however, who are sober and who tolerate this itching, are not subjected to the sufferings of fools and rascals. So again, Prabhupada's consistent in his definition. The kripana, the grihamedi, have no spiritual knowledge. So this reminds me of something, that if you just read Prabhupada's books, just by reading it, the way he writes his books, you'll learn so many things, and you'll be fit to handle any situation in life and be able to preach in any circumstance just by taking shelter of Prabhupada's books. How much time do we have, Mataji?
We wanted to end a little early.
All right. Any questions? Yesterday we didn't have questions. Yes, Prabhu? You have a question? Comment? Criticism? Yes.
And people try to understand, but they don't ever understand that it's all revealed knowledge.
Yes. Yes. I also have that same realization. Because I remember as Bhakta Nick, You know, I would go to class and everything was way over my head. And I would read things and I go, I don't understand that. But I just realized, you know what? Just chant, do service, and sure enough, one day you're washing the pot, bam! Now I got it! And that happens all the time. You know, there's something I don't understand. I'm chanting Japa, and all of a sudden, it just comes. Oh, yes. That's realization. Yes. Like Lord Chaitanya says, it's the life and soul of all transcendental knowledge. That's why this is not book learning. And frankly, I'm not attracted to anyone who just has book learning. Right? We are attracted, and this would like to about Prabhupada. He had realization, and it was this dripping, and you could get it. It was just, and he even said, it's not A, B, C, D. It's not just you just translate the book, A, B, C, no. He said, people like my books because there's realization. As we say in New York, he walked the walk and talked the talk. That was Prabhupada. Yes. Any other questions, comments, criticism, chastisements? Let me have it. Good enough? Please forgive my offenses. Vanchika paturubhyascha kripa sindubhya ebacha patitanang pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha.